Sir?
Hearing none, our first order of business this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 476912 through 476979. Warrants 8432 through 8436. No journal entries or transfers.
Commissioner, can we get that last warrant number restated, please?
8432 through 8435. I said 8436.
Yep.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
And I'll abstain. Motion carries. The OCAC is in there on a warrant this morning. Thank you, ma'am. Our next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for July
22nd, 2024. Move to approve regular session minutes for July 22nd, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of the ARPA funds disbursement for the senior friendship site. Commission, we were presented with a request to for a change in amount on that. Has everyone had a chance to, I guess we all sat through the presentation from Ms. Glenda Hunt. With us this morning, we have our grant coordinator, Ms. Melissa Duckworth. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
I know you've went over the request. Is there any questions on your part? Is everything according to?
I have no questions on my part. I believe you all have the distribution agreement, the application that they completed, and the notice of decision, which will have to be completed today after your vote.
Mm-hmm. And after we vote, then the rest of the process is?
After you vote, the rest of the process, you'll sign. The three of you will sign the notice of decision. Commissioner Plummer, as the presiding commissioner, will sign the distribution agreement that will all be notarized, go before to the clerk's office once that comes back. It will go to the recipient where they will sign the agreement. Once the executed agreement is returned, we'll go through the payroll process or the account payable process.
Thank you.
You have Exhibit A in yours.
There's a chance you won't have Exhibit A because it's a governmental.
I don't.
One of them is like if we were doing an intergovernmental.
Okay.
I have the notice of decision.
I don't have Exhibit A or B.
Exhibit B should be the application.
I should just, what I'm looking for is the dollar amount, because didn't we decide?
So that was left
there's
open.
Yeah, where do we fill it in at?
Oh,
that will be filled in today based on your decision. So the dollar amount is in the application.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have any of our agreements in
you it. Wouldn't have it in any of your agreements. I have the one that I will complete upon your decision and hand.
Okay. And then on the notice of decision, public health responding This is all?
It's the, yes, this is the one that I have that once you make the decision.
Then you'll take care of all that?
I will take care of all of it.
Okay.
We have had a request. Would you like to go over the request for us?
I can. I have Glenda join us so she can present.
It's already been presented.
Yeah, it's been presented to us, yeah.
So back at the end of last year, the Senior Friendship site had asked for $100,000, and we obligated that contingent upon receiving some tax credits. They've now received the tax credits, come back, and are requesting $300,000 to complete a new Senior Friendship site.
So the request being approved today, if so moved, would be to increase from one to 300,000, or just do an approval since we.
So today your decision will be to fund the full $300,000 application request or anything up to, or to deny the entire request. Those are your options.
Okay. And then the Friendship site has received, I think it was $500,000. Is that correct, Grant?
Yes, NAPA dough. Donation.
And NAP credits?
NAP credits.
Well, the NAP credits are 350,000.
300.
Yeah.
But it gives the value up to 500.
Correct.
Yeah. And since the Senior Friendship site will issue tax credits in the amount of 70% of the donation to that, and I think that tax credit, the way I understand, can be used on your state income tax.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the commission or discussion?
If you don't receive, so that you have the ability to receive those and then issue those credits, right?
Correct.
What happens if nobody donates?
I'm going by past history.
Okay.
Because we are seniors, we receive 70% tax credits. Those are totally so easy to sell, much easier than 50%.
Okay.
With senior centers in the past, that have received those tax credits within 6 months,
okay.
Because it is open to any registered business in the state of Missouri. So whenever we go through the workshop on August the 6th, we will be starting to sell those tax credits. We will be getting a hold of every CPA office in the state of Missouri. Also, too, on the website of DED, there is a website that lists all of the nonprofits that have received these tax credits, and all CPAs know about them because they are so desirable, being the 70%.
And anyone throughout the state can take part in these credits. They do not have to be just Taney County.
No, it's the whole state of Missouri.
Any further questions or discussion?
You've have your projection on what it will cost to build it, and have you updated that due to cost, like to modern times, like say you think you can start on the building like by, is it next year?
Mm-hmm. And if you have building costs, I brought our general contractor, Johnny Stauffer, and so he can tell you like how long ago those bids were given. Mm-hmm. But they were definitely recent because we applied for the tax credits. We had to have that submitted by April the 6th. So Johnny got those bids together between February and March.
Okay. In the event that anything should happen, that credits, and I understand that typically there's no problem in the credits throughout, but in the event that you run into costs that are unexpected, which happens at times, and you still have like funds to complete the building. Did I understand that you have arrangements to get a loan?
Oh yes, because we expect to have some sort of balance owing on this building. And we have been directed to White River Electric's economic development department. And they, at this time, I have been in contact with them. When we get all of our figures together, then we will be talking with them and be applying for a low interest loan. And at this time, actually, Cam, who is purchasing the Charlie's Steakhouse, I was talking to Michelle, and they are also applying for one of their low interest loans, and the loan percentage that they are getting is 2%. So we would be probably eligible to receive that same low interest rate.
So I could be wrong on this, but I think the way those work is you still have to be able to get the loan. It's just they kind of sign off.
Correct.
Because you go through either Ozark Mountain or Central Bank now.
Yeah, it's through the USDA, I believe.
Right. But yes. You still have to be able to get the loan.
Oh, absolutely.
And then they just make it a lower interest rate.
Correct.
So I guess the question is how do we know for sure? I think what Commissioner White was asking, and my question and concern would also be is we commit the full $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have the $300,000 cash from us, mm-hmm. or from ARPA. Don't sell enough tax credits to make up the $500,000 there, and then can't get a loan. So now what? So how do we protect the money that's
you're giving
that's
us?
Awarded to make sure that the project's going to continue, going to actually happen? I think would be a question that we would have. And don't let me put words in your mouth, but is that kind of what you were asking as well?
So the bank that will go through, they will deal with company, and they'll do a walkthrough. Do you have a copy? They'll want to see, like if it's in a business, they want to see, do a walkthrough on that. Do you have a copy of the plan? Because they'll want to see the plan. Do you have that? Do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you gentlemen want to see
what
the building That's will fine. Look like? I think that would be good.
And in the past, you all have had loans and you paid off in the past,
absolutely.
So you have good payment history and you have.
Yes,
you have secured loans in the past.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, originally the land, we were denied with a local bank because our thrift store had only been open 2 months
mm-hmm.
whenever the board purchased the land. We went through Hershon Family Foundation. Ron Hershon hooked us up with the Family Foundation. We financed $200,000 with them at a 7% interest rate. After a year and a half, the board felt that it was time that we needed to move that to a bank.
A financial institution.
Instead of a, let's say, family,
mm-hmm.
okay? And at that time, we went out and we talked to the three major banks here in town. That would be First Community, Branson Bank, and Southern Bank. And we ended up going with Southern Bank. And at that time, our balance was like $181,000. We financed with them with a 4% interest loan. And we paid that $181,000 off in 21 months.
Yeah.
So we have an excellent payment history. And how we pay things off is not only fundraisers, major fundraisers, but also to our thrift store, our farmer's market. Those are our thrift store, furniture store, and farmer's market. The thrift store and furniture store definitely are the large portion of our revenue generating. I mean, we will, well, let's put it this way. We paid off the $181,000 in 21, 3 years ago, actually 3 years ago this month, July 6th. And at this point, we have Well, now, 278